This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show, broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camprol RV Sales, Service, Parts, and Accessories. We thank again our guests in the last segment, Quinyon Mitchell and Nolan Smith. They were with us. 215-592-9494. Hugh, what'd you take away from talking to those two guys?
Two contrasting, you know,
personalities.
Yeah, for sure, man. Nolan's feels like he's coming into his own. He's always been loud and bubbly. Well, you know, boisterous. But I feel like he's coming into his own, man. Like I said, he went to the Pass Rush Summit. A friend of mine, Robert Matthews, was talking about him.
Which is interesting because he reminds me of him physically.
Like, well, yeah, he's a lot taller. But when I talked to Robert about him, he said, man, he has some tools in the toolbox. Just needs to put it together.
So I thought it was interesting that Nolan, because I think we would all view last year as his breakout, right? The what mm-hmm. he did down the stretch. You mentioned it, the playoffs. He dominated the postseason. And even down the stretch of the regular season, he played much like more consistently good football, and he was an impact player. But, Hugh, I thought it was interesting the way he framed it, that this is his year, right? Like, he seems to think and feel and want this to be the first.
As he should.
Well, and look, he didn't mention this. I may be inferring this. Hugh, he's eligible for contract extension after the season.
Yeah, he's trying to get paid.
Yeah,
that's not lost.
And look, if he has a big year, George Karloftis from the Chiefs just got paid 4 years, 96.
Something like that.
Now, Nolan didn't want to share on air what his goal
exact
is.
Number was.
But if my guess is if he reaches whatever his goal is, whatever that number is, he's going to be in line for a contract like Karloftis. I mean, I don't know. It's 480, 490. Like, he's going to get paid. This is his contract year. He was a first-round pick along with Jalen Carter in 2023, so he's eligible after this season. I was excited to hear that he is – pretty far along. What did he say? 75%. That's good.
I think he said 75%.
And the fact that he's out there today is encouraging, right?
Yes, it is.
Because if he was only at 50%, maybe they would have just said, let's back it off for a few weeks. So I'm expecting a huge year. I thought last year down the stretch, he was almost unblockable at times.
Yeah, you know what I like about this, man, is that, like, contrast personalities, no question, but the two people that we talked to, work-like mentality. Like, business, like, work is not done. Put your head, you know, down. Both of them said basically the same thing. Put your head down and get back to work. I think that's a testament to Coach Sirianni and what he's been preaching. You know, bubblehead Coach Sirianni. Because they are echoing his sentiment. That was the battle cry at the beginning of the press conference. Hey, get back to work. You know, everybody came in shape. And for Nolan to be out there, he's 75%. Now, normally, I would think that, you know, guys that are 75%, they would probably tell him, hey, don't even worry about it. Mm-hmm. But he feels like this is very important for him to be out there and be a part of what's going on, so he's out there. So I commend him for that. I commend all those guys that are coming off injuries for going out there, you know, pushing through, even though it's only an hour of practice, but still, just to be out there learning, getting those mental reps, that's huge.
I also commend Howie because I feel like they made a conscious effort about 5 years ago to change the kind of people they were drafting. Mm-hmm. Like, you mentioned Sirianni's culture here, but also I think some of this is ingrained in these people, right? Like, what's the scale, Kyle, the Weenie scale?
Like yeah, the Weenie scale.
Yeah, the Eagles 2019-2020, the Weenie scale went too far. Like the Jalen Ragers of the world. Like they had too many, like Carson Wentz. They have clearly made an effort the last 5 years to draft tough-minded people, like whether it be Jalen or Nolan now. Like, I don't think this is a coincidence. We talked to all these guys, and they all seem the same. Like, they're all, like, really focused and grounded.
Yeah, they got that want to.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. They want to. And they've done a tremendous job, like, you know, invoking the name of Brandon Graham, remembering some of the things that Brandon taught him and things of that nature, saying that, you know, he has to walk his own path. You know, Brandon did his thing. Now he has to do something similar, but it's going to be different. So, yeah, I'm excited for him. I'm excited to see him play this season and how much better he's going to be out there on the field.
And he has a big responsibility because last year he could kind of fly under the radar as a second-year guy. We'll see what
he
is.
Yeah, people going to be looking at him now.
He's the number one pass rusher in the team by a lot. I mean, if it's like if I'm ranking them, it's Nolan Smith and then Gap, maybe Jalix Hunt, Gap, Azeez Ojulari, and then, like, who knows what they have after that. Like, he's clearly their number one guy. That's a big responsibility. This segment brought to you by Meineke. Get your AC tuned up for the summer and road trip season. Take your car to a locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you at Meineke.com. All right, let's grab Art, who is in Philadelphia. Art, what's up, pal?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Art. Listen, what are you thinking?
I just want to say, look, the defense for the Eagles, the players they got are tremendous. Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. This is not a knock on the players, okay? Furthermore, the offense, our offense controls that ball for long periods. They're the reason our defense is so good. That bend but don't break defense, I don't like it. Period. That's it.
The defense.
Live your truth, Art.
That dominated the Super Bowl.
Live your truth, Art. Live your truth.
Hold it. That Kansas City played with a third-string offensive line.
But all right. The week before against Buffalo, they scored over 30 points.
Yeah, but listen, The Eagles win because of that offensive line and their running backs and their two wide receivers and the tight end. They control the ball for a long time.
But they had the number one defense in pro football last year.
Do you remember the Miami Dolphins?
How could I forget? 72 Dolphins. Larry Zonka. Didn't miss a down.
Well, how did they win? Well, we got two great runners now. Yeah. We got two.
But the defense was the best in the league, Art.
The Eagles will win again this year.
But not because of the defense, though.
So you don't like Fangio's defense?
I like the players on the defense.
I mean, Fangio.
He's a great coach, no question about it, but I don't like the bend but don't break defense. That's all. Remember the game against the Rams? The guy dropped the ball in the end zone in the corner there. They should have won that game.
Well, they could have,
but
they didn't.
Then we got the sack after that. Look.
Art,
how many times did Patrick Mahomes
in the Super Bowl?
Because they had no offensive line.
How come no one else does that to the Chiefs?
Plus, that was a revenge game.
What about the week before, Art, when they had three turnovers against the Commanders?
What is your biggest bet? What is your biggest bet on a game?
Biggest bet money-wise?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, who's betting?
What are we talking about now?
How much money I'm betting on games? Do you want to bet, Art? Is that what this is about?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Listen, I'm not gonna talk about myself. I don't want to. I don't like that bend but don't break it. I want to see a six man line, a five man line,
it's 2025.
A three man line. I want to see diversity on that line. We could go with a 3-4. We could go with a 4-3. We could put 5 and 6 man line. No, he stays the same thing. And what happens? We got to win on turnovers.
Did you see the game when they beat Burrow last year and Lamar? And Daniels twice?
Not only that, the first game of the season.
Listen, Baltimore stinks, okay?
Baltimore
stinks. Every game.
Baltimore led the league in points scored. They led the league.
Listen, hold on. Yeah, but during the league don't mean nothing. Playoffs are what counts. What are they doing in the playoffs? Come on. They look like they're killing you for three quarters. Almost. Right.
So it wasn't impressive at all to go to Baltimore
last
in December and hold them to like
the game,
throw 10 points.
The last five minutes of the game.
They were great offense.
They lost, yeah. Didn't they? Did they lose?
So the Chiefs game doesn't count. The Ravens game didn't count. How about when they beat Burrow in Cincinnati? Didn't count?
Burrow don't have the players that the Eagles have.
Why? I know that.
We got two number one wide receivers.
What does Burrow have at receiver?
We
got two or three good tight ends.
I just don't know how you watched last season and weren't impressed with the defense.
Wait a minute, who got a good tight end?
I don't know.
It was all right.
It was all right.
Live your truth.
It was the best defense we've ever seen here.
Live your truth.
Oh, get the hell out of here. No, you're wrong.
You heard him.
You're wrong. You're
right. Well, what was better?
Under Buddy Ryan.
And what did they do in the playoffs? What did those teams do in the playoffs?
It's not our fault. Right. The guy goes for third down and 39.
Right.
If
you still think the Buddy Ryan era is more impressive than last year, you're living in the 80s.
My goodness gracious, they dominated
Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl, and you're more interested in beating up some crappy NFC team from 1989. You're nuts.
Don't put words in my mouth. Mm. I didn't say that. Look, you couldn't get up the ball over the 50-yard line against us.
Yeah, how come they didn't win big games then?
Because Buddy Ryan was a buffoon. Mm, yep.
Okay. I think we've reached our limit there. Hugh, you sat that one out?
Yeah, because it's like I don't argue with my elders, especially when they're talking like that. I mean, live the truth.
This is your fault.
But you, Art, live your truth, Art.
This is his fault.
Tell people to live your truth.
Live your truth.
And I got to fend off last year's Eagles defense wasn't that impressive.
Like, listen, Art, like, I love you, Art, and I respect my elders, but you are all over the place. But I – thank you. I'm sorry.
I mean, the fact that we got that one, it made the whole call worth it.
Art is a gem. Art, call again, please.
Oh, no, we have real potential with Art. Art's good.
That was awesome.
No, it's just like Art's argue what he wants to argue. Ain't no need for us to both argue because you had it handled.
I just love how beating Mahomes didn't matter. No. Beating Lamar
didn't
matter. Burrow didn't matter.
I know I said defense is a luxury, not a necessity. I understand I said that. But what Art was talking about, he was on a different planet.
Well, he didn't even think the defense was even that good last year.
Yeah, I mean, he was on a different planet. I mean, and that's cool. Art, if that's how you feel.
Here we go.
Then, Art, that's how you feel.
You feel proud of yourself?
Yeah, I love that part about it, though. Good. Get the hell out of here.
All right. We go from Art to Lane Johnson, who was on this morning with the morning show. So, Hugh is concerned about a hangover. I'm not. But Lane Johnson was asked about the pitfalls, right, the challenges of trying to do it again. And Hugh, Lane's been through this a few times, right? He went to a Super Bowl and won in 2017, and he was here the next year when they – let's be real, 2018 was a slog just to get to the playoffs. And then he was here in 2022. They lose the Super Bowl, come back.
So he has perspective.
He's got a lot – maybe as much as anyone here. Here's Lane Johnson on trying to do it and the challenges of trying to do it again.
Super Bowl teams, you lose so many guys, free agency, so – you know, some of that nucleus is broken up a little bit. But, yeah, what I do remember about that year is we started off not very good in 18, finished pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, had a chance to go to the NFC Championship game. And then 2020 or 2022 or three started off hot and then took a dumpster dive in the end. But through both of those, I think what I remember most is just being distracted. I think, you know, trying to achieve, you know, hit a home run every game, you know, just trying to be a hero every game instead of just playing the game.
It was interesting to hear him say the word, use the word distracted, almost like the way I read it was almost like they couldn't play freely. They were trying to live up to the expectation of winning it.
Well, not only that, I mean, distractions have come in many forms, man. I mean, and that's the unfortunate thing about it. It could be family members. It could be, you know, it could be a significant other. It's a number of things because it doesn't necessarily have to be like just for, I'm going to paint a scenario for you just as an example of, and I don't think this has happened to anybody, but as a now you're more desirable and the things that probably did and I'm just saying as things that didn't bother your significant other before might become bothersome now because of something that they might be insecure about. So now they're bringing that insecurity to the house. Like, why is this person reaching out to you? Why, you know, you might have normal interact. Like some guys might interact with people on social media, but they might interact with the wrong person that somebody might deem a threat, you know? And then it becomes a whole thing and you're trying to keep your household together while playing football. And that becomes a distraction, you know, because the reality of the situation is this, and we've all seen it. When you have a lot going on, you become a lot more attractive to people. And your dating pool opens up a little bit. And things tend, you know, people get jealous or whatever. It could be any of those things. And that's the things that you have to put on the back. The fact that I wouldn't be surprised if there might be some potential movie roles in the makes. For some people,
we got more actors.
You never
Hugh
know.
Douglas?
But you never know. You never know. It might be when CeeDee Lamb was here. CeeDee Lamb, CJGJ. He was a rapper. Like seriously, like he was
but
a rapper.
They won with the rapper.
Yeah, they won with the rapper. But there might like there are so many different avenues that potentially could become pitfalls.
By the way, how's the Tubi career going?
Tubi career. Hey, listen, they've been calling me, man. I've been busy.
Yeah,
I've been busy. Matter of fact, when I was at the winery, I thought about doing the Tubi thing, but I was like, I'm busy, man. I'm busy.
What do you mean you thought about doing
it? I thought about it. I just like my schedule too tight, man. I got too much going on, man. Got too much going on.
We do a 4-hour show a day.
Yeah, but you know, I got
20 other hours.
I got other stuff. Too much stuff going on.
You're busy. All right.
Busy,
Steve in Philly, I put him on hold earlier. I believe he was commenting on you asking Aaron for a picture of his smoking hot wife, which has become a point of consternation here in our trailer.
Point of consternation is crazy.
Steve, what's up?
What's up, guys? First of all, Art, that was electric right there. OG Art, I mean.
Yeah, I need more Art on the show. Art was electric. Yeah. Electrically crazy, but great.
He must not have had his medicine yet. You know, old timers start sundown around the afternoon, so he might need a nap soon. But I don't know what he was talking about. But, no, I called about the hangover. I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10 worry meter, I would give it about 3 or 4. And I say that because, you know, as Art was talking about, the defense is very young and very motivated. And one of you guys mentioned it earlier, like, we got a bunch of dogs on the roster, like a bunch of guys from blue chip programs that are used to winning and used to that expectation. And, like, there's a certain mentality that comes with that. You know, we see pictures and videos of a person not even wearing the ring at the ceremony. Like, I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm choosing to believe that, you know.
Are you speaking on Jalen? I think I saw some people pointing out Jalen wasn't actually wearing it. He was just kind of holding there. Yeah, like, you know, they have the right people. Like, you know, sometimes a team wins out of nowhere in a certain sport, and it's like, do they really have the right mentality to go back? Probably not. This team, that's the one. Like, I don't worry about their mentality. You know, 3 out of 10 on that scale, that feels right. Like, yeah, worry ward Hugh over here worrying about a hangover. I'm not there.
No, exactly. Only thing I'm worried about is injuries. That's the only thing that can really derail us. And, you know, as brought up earlier, like, we're the big dogs now. I don't care about the schedule. Like, they got to play us now. That's what I care about.
So I agree with you. My only thing is it's like it has a cumulative effect. Like, there's no breather. Like, yes, every team that's good that has to play the Eagles, right? Like the Broncos and Chargers and Chiefs, they have to play the Eagles. I just wish we had more breathers in the schedule. Like, they got to go from playing. Like, just think about the first 4 weeks. Cowboys, all right, they should win that game at home. But then it's right to Kansas City, back home for the Rams, and then right to Tampa. Like, there's certain years, Steve, just have more breathers in the schedule. Like, all right, big game, and then, you know, we get a bad team after that. It's not like that on this schedule.
No, you're right. I agree. I definitely wish the schedule was easier, but I just think with the team's resolve and the depth, like, I'm at the point now where I just want us to, as long as we get into the playoffs, like, we can handle the rest. Even if we don't win 12, 13 games, get the number one seed, just get into the playoffs and we'll handle the rest.
So, well, and look, yeah, and look, they didn't need home field last year to do what they did. They got there despite not being the one seed. Steve, we appreciate the phone call. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Is a Super Bowl hangover a concern for you at all this season? 72% no. 28% yes. Does that mean they're not listening to you today?
Well, no, because I think that, and I'm not making excuses, but people don't understand what I'm saying.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
I mean, how many times?
I know, but it's just my favorite. With all due
respect,
how many students aren't listening?
How many times have we done this show and nobody pays attention to what we actually say?
Well, they're just mad at the idea of what we're saying.
Because we're in the what you call it? We coined it a phrase a few weeks ago.
We coined a lot of phrases.
What do we call it? Well, one of those phrases that has to do with winning a Super Bowl and just being in that malaise.
Oh, you mean Super Bowl syndrome?
Super Bowl. There you go. That sounds about right.
So you have Super Bowl syndrome now?
No.
The callers do. The callers do. Okay.
Maybe they're listening to the athletes that are speaking at camp today and hearing guys like Jalen Hurts saying he didn't even put on the ring because he's not thinking about last season anymore.
I mean, it's...
See, that I like that.
That's how it works. But when you get home, I mean, you think about it. You think about it, you know. And I mean, other people think about it. Like, here's the thing about not being able to control your environment. Like, you can sit here and say, "Hey, I'm not gonna rip one of these heaters all day," right? But then you round people that rip heaters.
Easier said than done.
That's what I'm saying. Ripping heaters. Or what we call down in the natty light, what we call it, taking one to the head or whatever we call it.
Is that what we're worried about with this team? I'm not worried about natty lights with the 2025 Eagles.
I'm just trying to give analogies that people understand.
I know, but this team's not doing that.
Ripping heaters. That's just like, what's the hardest thing for people to quit smoking doing? Being around other people that smoke. And most of their friends that end up smoking.
So I at least we're now back to an analogy that I think makes some sense. But this team's all locked in. It's not like we have someone running around waving his ring today.
Ripping zippers. Yeah. No, and I did say before we started the show, that was the first thing that I noticed.
Yes, they're locked in.
I didn't see not Nan one ring.
I think this is, you know what this is? This is just spin back to 30 years ago.
When we lost.
Well, no, when you got fluffy after your rookie year, and you're concerned it's going to happen here. They're not fluffy. They're in shape.
They're in shape.
Did you hear Sirianni said they all passed the conditioning test?
I got in shape when I was there, though.
Yeah, after you, you were in such bad shape, they told you not even take the conditioning test. Just leave.
They told me don't leave. They told me don't leave. So stay your fat ass here.
lock you in the building.
Yeah, lock me in the weight
room. See, that's not this team. This team.
No, but it's not. Like I said, it doesn't necessarily have to be that. It doesn't necessarily have to be that.
Well, I mean, yeah, there's different kinds of pitfalls. I look at them and I think they're uniquely built to come back and not have a hangover. 215-592-9494. We'll get to everyone's phone calls coming up with the Phils later in the show. Your calls on the Eagles. We'll finish the Phils with a potential trade target. We have to check in. There's another iteration of the Cowboys nonsense from a couple days ago, this time with Micah Parsons speaking out and what Jerry Jones said, and more aptly, what he called Micah Parsons. I can't wait to share it. And Elliot's going to join us next after taking in practice what he observed, and we get the first grade for Jalen Hurts on the season. That's coming up next. It is the Midday Show live from Eagles training camp on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.